The University of Alaska will have to make do on less money than Regents requested from the state for the upcoming fiscal year. The state legislature allocated $326 million to UA for fiscal year 2010 operations. UA Associate Vice President of Budget Michelle Rizik says the operating fund total is about 4% more than last year, but well short of what was requested.
$14.7 million less than the region's request and $2.2 million less than the governor included in her budget.
Rizik says the state support falls $400,000 under the amount needed to cover employee salary and benefits and a total of $4.7 million short of fixed costs.
Specifically to Fairbanks, the lack of utility cost funding will provide some challenges.
There is some one-time funding in the budget for two developing university programs that Regents sought support for. $950,000 is slated for energy programs at the UAF-based Alaska Center for Energy and Power and Cooperative Extension Service. And $922,000 is included for statewide health programs, but the figures are short of university requests. Rizik says another underfunded area is deferred maintenance. The university has an $800 million list of needed upgrades and repairs. She says $3.2 million allocated by the state for maintenance doesn't come close to the $50 million requested.
We have a significant backlog in deferred maintenance, and so without the minimum level of funding, it will be challenging to not see the deferred maintenance backlog continue to grow into the future.
A bright spot in the funding picture is $116 million in federal economic stimulus funding for construction of the UAF Alaska Region Research Vessel.